So, you've made it at last. You can put your sword down. I have no defense against you, so it would be foolish of me to resist. I know full well what you've come for. My ancestor's clock, yes? The one that can reorder time at will? You're not the first crusader to come rampaging through my kingdom in search of it. I've been watching your journey, every step of the way. You've done well, proving your bravery, as well as your intellect and your compassion. Your honor is more than evident. How did I see your journey? Surely, you know about the magic in my bloodline. I hold many of the same abilities as my infamous ancestor. The ability to astral project. The ability to create illusions so real that you could live inside of them forever. It's entirely possible you're inside one of my illusions right now. But I assure you, the crumbling facade of my throne room that you see before you is indeed authentic. I'm weary of this fight to protect a dying kingdom. Each adventurer who blunders into my realm chips away at the edges of its reality. It's exhausting to maintain, especially by myself. Take the clock. It's there, next to the throne. Do with it what you will. Leave this place to decay into rubble, devoid of the last bits of magic that have been holding it together. You will not take it? Is that not what you've come for? A greater treasure. I assure you, there is nothing else left. You are honorable indeed to take pity on me, knowing who I am, knowing the tainted blood that runs through my veins. But I am no treasure, and I certainly do not deserve one as pure of heart as you. Besides, I am bound to this place. If I were to leave, my body would take another form from which I might not be able to escape. I could be trapped forever in a feathered prison, doomed to spend my days sleeping in trees and my nights hunting rodents. But if you were to stay here with me, rule beside me, perhaps we could find a way. Together, you and I could restore this realm to its former glory. There's magic that runs through your veins, too. I can feel it. I can show you how to harness that power. How to trap it and direct it into being. Would you like that? Remove your gauntlet and hold up your hand. Can you feel the tiny flashes of energy that light up when I match my palm to yours? Picture with me a quiet place. Somewhere secluded, yet open. A tiny clearing in a densely wooded forest. Can you see it? You see the magic you've had inside of you all of this time. You just needed to learn to channel it. What a beautiful place you've brought us to. Come. Lie with me in the grass. Let me look into your eyes and see the golden heart that I know dwells within you. I've been alone for so long. It's almost surreal to have someone else to talk to. Well, someone who is an equal, I should say. My subjects are amusing in their own way, but not a great comfort for my loneliness. I can weave illusions for myself, of course. Create ballrooms full of comely suitors, all eager to dance with me, just for the chance to place their hands on my body. But I can only fool myself for so long before I shatter my own dreams. But you're real, aren't you? Can I touch your face? I need to know that I haven't invented you two. With your permission, may I dissolve your armor so that I may touch your body as well? I want to see all of you. To feel all of you. May I? It is a good trick, isn't it? Would you like me to show you how? Hold up your hand. Picture my body clearly in your mind. Concentrate on tracing my curves in exquisite detail until you can feel my clothing melting away. Yes. You're doing it. Keep moving your hand downwards. You see? I have nothing to hide from you now. We are naked and at our most vulnerable in this place of your making. How easily we've fallen into trusting one another. Would you like to touch me? I will allow it. Explore my body all you like. It is truly a miracle to feel another's hands on me once again. So strong and rough from the trials that brought you here. Yet with the ability to be soft and gentle. Can I touch my lips to yours? Feel the heat rising off of you. Do you desire me? Your longing is like a perfume emanating from your pores. You may have me. I won't resist you. Why do you hesitate? You are far stronger than I. There is no way I can do you any harm, nor do I wish to. I only wish to bring you the pleasures of my body. Your heart is racing in your chest. I can feel it thumping against my hand. Do not fear me, my darling. Let me straddle you so that you may witness how my body longs for you. Can you feel the moisture between my legs? The burning heat? It's nearly unbearable for me, too. I need you. I will let you have all of me. Do you want me to ride you? I will, and gladly, if that is what you want. Give me your permission, and I will gladly give you all of me. Stay here forever like this. Forever in this embrace. Forever in ecstasy. I care for nothing anymore but your pleasure. My hips. Can you feel the tension of my body mounting? My desire for you is unbounded and endless. Even as I ride you, I'm dreading the ending to this exquisite pressure. Give yourself to me. As I have given myself to you, and we will be forever melded as one. Please, my love, give yourself to me. What a pity. You have no magic in you after all. If you had, you wouldn't be dissolving into the stone floor of my throne room right now. Don't worry, my love. That final moment of pleasure I have given you will last forever. You are going to spend eternity frozen in absolute bliss, just as you are now. Meanwhile, your body will continue to melt into the floor, and your soul shall strengthen the foundation of my castle, just the same as all the souls of those who came before you, and all of those that will come after you. Each one forever suspended in total ecstasy. How sweet it was of you to think I would submit to you. Did you really think the Goblin Queen would be so easily subdued by a kiss? Oh, there is no way out for you now, though. Though I know you don't even want to fight it. You've accepted your fate and welcomed it. Believe me, there are far worse ways to spend the rest of eternity. It's only forever, not long at all.